Kelman on CliffCentral.com.
Right then, it's time to pick up some refreshing habits. When you think refreshing habits, you think Stimroll. Today we're going to touch base with one of the Stimroll ambassadors, Jesse Suntele. How's it going, dude?
I'm good, man. How are you?
I'm struggling, bro.
You're struggling with
With what? Because, I mean, I've got literally pages and pages of all the different ways I could introduce you. All these different accolades, all this modeling work you've done, all this acting experience you have, the fact that you just won this BET Top Actor title.
Jeez, so is there a long list there? I need to go check it out. I didn't know it was long.
Ah, come on, bro. You know it's long. I'm sorry. So I could go with this. You're an actor, model, an aspiring recording artist, and a presenter. That's a lot of occupations in one.
I know, right? Jack of all trades, master of none.
Except how to be refreshing.
How to be refreshing.
Boom.
I'm mastering that one right now.
So, dude, how would you introduce yourself? Who's this Jesse Oak and what's he about?
Okay, so, I mean, besides all the career fields that you just mentioned, Jesse's an outgoing guy. Just try to be honest, try to be as fun and as interactive with everyone around me. I think that's one of the reasons that I jumped onto the Stimroll campaign. It's just easy to interact with people, and that's why they decided that, let's grab this guy.
Now, one can know you from many different places, from Generations to BET Top Actor to Ashes to Ashes. There's loads of stuff we could have seen you in. But producer Kat, she saw you many, many years ago, and she remembers you. And that's probably because, Kat, why do you think you remember Jesse so well?
Oh, God. Because we used to, like, I used to work at Earthchild and he used to work at Urban with the first guy I ever dated, Colin.
Okay, but okay. But in addition to that, you told me the story just now and you left out one of the bits that you put in there.
Which was what?
You said to me that they always used to hire certain people at Urban.
Yes, they did. Urban hired hot guys and hot girls to work. Urban four ways, at least.
Okay. So what you're trying to say is that I was not hired for my skills. I was just...
No. I mean, if you walk into a store and there's a good-looking person serving you, you're going to buy, right? Or if you walk past, you're like, hey, this store has good-looking people. Let me go inside.
I'm just going to say thank you.
No, but Jesse, at this point in your life, with all this modeling work that you've done, you must be aware that you are perhaps a little bit above average looking.
I'll put it this way. I will say that I live in a time where these particular features are considered to be physically attractive.
Okay, what features are those?
I mean, I have no idea. I really don't know what it is that people think. I don't know.
Producer Kat, what features do you think he's referring to?
I don't know. Probably like maybe his six pack or maybe his smile. I don't know.
Well,
once saw him, like, my best friend and I used to go to Vakamata every month where Fresh and Euphonic used to play. And I think the one night when we got there, he was serving welcoming drinks topless.
Oh.
I feel like Kat has been following me around a bit. That did happen.
But you must have a lot of fans, right? To kind of track you. And that's cool.
I think that's okay. I think I'm okay with that. That's the industry that we chose. So if people are following, then that's okay.
What is it that excites you the most about being an entertainer?
What excites me the most about being an entertainer? Okay, it's different things for different things. For me, for acting, it's the ability to tell a story, tell everybody's story, basically, or any story. It's a chance for me to step into the shoes of someone else and live their life, or even if it's just for a brief moment, just to experience shorthand what it is that other people go through in their lives, you know, in the form of a character that I've been given. If we talk about music, then it means I have a chance to tell other people's stories that they might not have the platform to tell. As a musician, I like writing music about and putting myself in other people's positions and then speaking about it as if it was me going through whatever struggle or triumph. It's different things for different things.
So what's great about you and why I can see that, you know, Stimroll is such a fan of you and what you do as well, is that there's something really, and not to be cheesy, but refreshing about you. And you're kind of new on the space, specifically in a national context with, you know, the national shows that you've been working on and that kind of thing. What is it you think that is the X factor and the thing that is refreshing about Jesse?
Oh, goodness. What do I think it is about me? I'll be honest with you, I have no idea. It could be... I don't know. I have no idea what it is. Look, I try to be as humble as I can. Everyone tells you that humility goes a long way in the entertainment industry. Mm. If you're crunching numbers behind a desk, it doesn't matter if you're a jerk or if you're a humble guy. As long as you crunch the numbers, you know, you get the promotion. I think in the entertainment industry, humility goes a long way. Maybe that's a deciding factor. But also, just, I don't know, working hard as well. Mm. I don't know what it is. In fact, I haven't figured out the formula to this thing yet. I think for right now, I just wake up every day and I think, geez, I'm lucky. Yeah, I have no idea what it is.
So a couple of weeks ago, Open Up the Industry was trending on Twitter. It's a big conversation.
Yeah.
And you, I think, are a bit of an example of a new face and somebody who's unlocking the industry, because the whole conversation was like, cool, open up the industry, but you kind of have to a certain degree, do that for yourself.
Yes.
And you have forged your way into the industry and you're making a name for yourself. Mm. What has that taken out of you? What has it taken?
You know, it's a funny thing. I was having this conversation earlier on. The whole open up the industry conversation that everyone is having is a bit of a double-sided coin. To a certain extent, I agree with everybody. When you look at your TV, when you look on TV and listen to radio and things like that, in the entertainment industry, there's a lot of the same people doing the same things. At the same time, I think about it, and if I was a client, I would choose the guy with the most numbers, who can bring the most numbers, if it's representing my brand, for example. Things like that, I understand. So at the same time, while I do agree that the industry does need to open up and sort of look for and provide platforms like Top Actor, where you look for newer faces, at the same time, I urge people to just also work harder at opening their own niche market. I had this conversation earlier on, and I think the best way for people to brand themselves is to open up their own space in the industry and then compete in their own lane. The last thing you want to do is try to push someone else off their pedestal, because then it means someone else can push you off that pedestal as well. You know, if you create your own market and compete against yourself, then you're set for life.
But this is one of the hardest things about being young right now, is that we've got so many different platforms where we see what other people are doing. Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat.
Yeah.
And a lot of the time you can log onto those and think, well, what am I doing compared to this person? So it's so easy to compare yourself now.
Very true.
So this idea of being in your own lane, I mean, are you constantly reminding yourself of that, or have you just always naturally been that person that says, screw what that person's doing or that person's doing, I'm just going to do what I'm doing?
I wish I could say that I was that guy, that I've always been that guy. It's not the case. I'm still learning. Like you say, I still have to wake up every day and remind myself not to care about what people think to a certain extent, and not to compete against so-and-so. But there's also a bit of a gray area. It's not really just black and white. It's not cut and dry. While I say compete against yourself, there is sort of a general rule. People are out there someone out there is doing something right. Mm. So you can look at them for guidelines. You can look at Instagram and look at other people's careers and other people, the moves that other people are making, and use them as guidelines. But don't take on their brand. It's not going to work for you. Mm-hmm. You have to open up your own market, use the guidelines, use what they did, and just make your own market, compete against the guy you were yesterday, and you'll be okay.
Now, that's a refreshing habit.
Yes.
I did that.
Yes, you did.
talk to me about some other refreshing habits that we could pick up. Because actually, I mean, you know, it's a really powerful term, that refreshing habits. Yeah. Habits are things that can make or break us.
Yes.
And refreshing is a really powerful word, because it's a word about starting something new, positivity, growth. So good things that we should start doing in our lives to get better at being in our own lane, and just to get better at being human beings.
Let me give you an example. So basically, the entire Stimorol Refreshing Habits campaign is based around swapping out your whatever habit you might be embarrassed about, whatever habit you might think is anything you think you might want to swap out for the refreshing habit of chewing Stimorol gum. Mm. The campaign is based around the fact that it's based around a lot of things. Let me tell you, I have a few facts here about chewing gum.
Yeah.
Chewing Stimorol gum. It's been proven that chewing gum enhances working and long-term memory. It's been proven that people accomplish mental tasks 20% faster when chewing gum. So that among other things. So the refreshing habits just means that things like chewing gum just get you into a space, a different mental focus, to do things differently on a daily basis, towards becoming a different person, the person that you want to be. You know, picking up a refreshing habit can be anything from drinking more water to going to the gym. It could be anything to waking up 30 minutes earlier. It could be whatever you want, whatever you think it is. It's just basically using something else like chewing Stimerol gum to remind you to pick up your refreshing habit. And
it's a good way to remind yourself. It's actually a good moment to have with yourself, to chew on a little Stimerol and think about, where am I at? What am I doing?
Yeah.
What's happening with the day ahead? It certainly seems to be working for you.
It is. We actually had a really fun campaign earlier on in the year where we handed out press packs with 21 pieces of gum. So the rule is, it takes 21 days to pick up a new habit or drop an old one. So we handed out a press pack with 21 pieces of gum. And every time you pick up, you make a promise to yourself, whatever your new habit would be, and every time you accomplish that, every day you accomplish it, you pick up a piece of gum and chew it and reward yourself.
I like it.
So that's the link.
I like it. 21 days. I remember Beyonce tried to go vegan and it took her 21 days to decide if it was going to be for her or against her.
Exactly.
What habits do you think that you've picked up that really work for you?
Because I'm into fitness, I'm into working out and living a healthy lifestyle, I have tried to get to the gym earlier, get it out of the way.
What's early?
Oh, goodness.
By the way, we're in winter, so please don't depress me too much with what an overachiever you are.
About 6:30, I'm trying to get in.
Oh, yeah, that's not... I thought you were going to come at like a 5 o'clock.
No. No way, geez. 6:30 is okay. Get it out of the way. For me, it leaves me with more energy, and I have more time to get things done throughout the day. So that's one of the things that I picked up.
Very cool. So what should we be taking away from this conversation that we've had with Jesse Suntele? We're going to touch base with you in the upcoming weeks on a Friday afternoon around some important stuff like Kanye West and AKA. But if we've learned one thing from you today, what would you say that is?
I think, like I said, you know, picking up a refreshing habit, just working towards becoming the person that you wish you could be. It's funny, you know, we wake up every day. Everyone has mantras. Everyone has wishes and goals for themselves that they set out for themselves. But no one really realizes the little things you can do to tweak your lifestyle and change it towards becoming something better. I think the one thing that you can take away from me is that small things like chewing Stimerol gum can help you get there. Whatever you think can remind you to pick up that refreshing habit.
I dig it. So that's the challenge, 21 days of chewing Stimerol to try and pick up a new habit. I dig it. How do we keep up with you and the Stimerol squad all day?
Okay, so if you want to keep up with the Stimerol squad, just look us up on the Stimerol Facebook page. That's at Stimerol SA. Hit us up on Instagram and Twitter as well. It's Stimerol SA. You can hit me up on Twitter, you can look for Jesse Suntele. On Facebook, you can look for Jesse Suntele. On Instagram, also look for Jesse_Suntele_.
Power. I dig it. A lot of underscores, but it's important that you follow this guy. And congratulations again on this top actor title.
Oh, man, thank you so much. Thank you.
Very cool. I don't know why you want to pretend to be other people, but I'm glad that you're good at it. And
thank you.
Very cool. We'll touch base with you in the coming weeks there. That's something to do this weekend. Pick up, a thing of Stimerol and start creating some habits that are positive, refreshing habits. Jesse's told you there what habits you need to pick up. 21 days. I dig it, dude. Thank you so much for stopping by.
Thank you so much for giving us the time. I actually brought you guys some here so you can get started.
Oh, very cool. Let's have a look what's in there.
Here you go. That's a little heavy.
Oh, it's heavy. There's a lot of Stimerol. So now, there's a lot of Infinity. Infinity is a good one, though, dude.
I love that particular flavor, tropical flavor. That's my favorite.
And you know, even though it's all contained and everything, you can still smell that fresh, wild cherry flavored gum smell. It's fantastic. It's like, it's awesome. You need that protruding out of your mouth. Jesse, there it is. Thanks so much for stopping by, dude.
Thank you so much, Ari. Kelman on CliffCentral.com.